You are listening to the Monday Morning After Show. We just heard from Sabrina's Secret Stash. You can listen back to the archives, ckt.ca. And it's now time for Zeke. Zeke, good morning, Zeke.
Howdy, how you doing?
Good, you?
Not bad. Don't mind the cold. I don't mind the snow. And at which point, Margot, what you doing?
I'm trying to turn you down.
I'm excited about your first ever book review.
Yeah, it's sort of thing.
And it's French.
No, well, back in October, I went wild. There were like four books that came out, and I read about them and said, I think I should read those. And as little did I know what I was getting myself into. Sort of thing where the first one is by this woman named Eve Lamoureux. And it's Art et Politique, Nouvelle Forme d'Engagement Artistique au Québec. And it's published by Echo Society. And what do they say here? Ecosociety.org. ECOSOCIETE.org. But I bet you can go to Renaud-Bray or Archambault or any of those other large bookstores, places where they sell books. I haven't been in one in eons. But anyhow, I really wanted to because it is the sort of thing where I knew that there's a little bit of political art here happening in Quebec and stuff like that. And say maybe whatever, let's so and... Yeah, it's 6 weeks that I've been reading it, and it's a tough slog. It's the sort of thing where, it's the bright side. I'm officially no longer a squarehead.
How so?
Wait, the squarehead is like the sort of original derogatory term for people like me who speak English.
And monolingualism.
Exactly. And if you notice that by wearing the plaid and having the messy hair and so on, saying howdy, I sort of... try and actually want people to think that I am that, because there I remember reading one sort of like spy novel where the good guy got taken by the bad guys and he was sort of like kidnapped, and they were all speaking Spanish and they thought that he didn't speak Spanish, and so he heard their plans for what he was doing, and by being able to understand the Spanish but not letting them think that he spoke Spanish, he then was able to escape. And I always thought that was a cool idea, and so at which point I do my best not to let people know that I speak French. However, walking around reading an academic treatise on political Quebecois art, not exactly the best way to keep it a secret. And I was reading it on buses. I was reading it in bars and cafes. I was talking to people about it. There's some helpful stuff. Yeah, it's this sort of thing where for the first third of the book, the first 90 pages out of 245, she starts off with a history of art and a history of Quebecois art. And it was the sort of thing where I liked the Quebecois art stuff because there was stuff that I didn't know. However, there were sufficient holes in it and in the sort of overall history of art that just made me question a whole whack of stuff and made me start thinking more as, okay, if there are holes here, what about the rest of the stuff, which I'm not certain about. Where did I go here? Oh, yes, page 75. That's the sort of thing where, yes, just to give you an idea of what it sounded like or what it reads like, it is where, Fin de l'art. Is that the one? Yes. What was I talking about? Okay, anyhow, sorry, I'm all over the place.
It's pretty intense, though.
Oh, it's very, it's there.
And I could see there's different inserts that you have.
They're five-syllable words in here in a language that is not my mother tongue. Discussing theoretical concepts that I'm not even entirely certain I would understand if they were in my mother tongue. But yeah, no, it's the sort of thing where with her... The global art world, it just became really like cliched. Where is it? Oh, I put page 75, but this doesn't look like it. Hold on. Okay, so
overall, have you finished reading the book?
It's 76. That's what I want. It's the sort of thing where, I just wrote down the wrong page number. Probably. Sorry, it's early in the morning. But yeah, no, she says stuff like La Structure, the structure of the art market is marked by its internationalism. It doesn't function like other market. Actually, how about
you don't want to read it in French?
Pardon?
You didn't want to read it in French?
You want me to read it in French?
I thought I was expecting you to read it in French.
Okay, hold on.
No, but it's okay. You don't have to do that.
No,
I was wondering if you did have a chance to read throughout the whole
book.
Yes,
uh-huh.
And what your overall...
Yeah, it's the sort of... I'm slowly getting there. I'm still dealing with the first third.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can get a nice glimpse if you go through different selected chapters.
Yes, no, there are good bits. There are good bits in here. Uh-huh, but it is. Hold on. Okay.
Just the history part sounds already interesting.
No. It's the sort
of
thing.
I like history, so.
I agree with you. And it is where. No, but there it's if you're reading it for history, this is not the book to read for history because it is where it's. I'm familiar with some of it. And as I said, there are holes, which then lead me to think that there might be other places where I'm not as confident that I know everything. Ooh, that's hubris. Mm. No, I don't know everything. Sorry about that. It came out badly. Yeah. There are other parts where I'm not as aware, which because I saw the holes in the first part, I thought that there might be holes in the second and third parts as well. But anyhow, let me start off here with the cliches of how she deals with like the international art market. La structuration du marché de l'art est sans contredit marquée par son internationalisme. Celui-ci ne fonctionne pas comme une juxtaposition de réseaux marchands et culturels nationaux communiquant entre eux, mais comme une marché mondial transgressant les frontières nationales. Il est déployé grâce à la mise sur pied des grandes salles d'enchères, Christie's et Sotheby's, à la multiplication des foires internationales d'art contemporain, Art Basel, Art Cologne, Art Chicago, FIAC, etc., et à l'organisation des grandes biennales, Venise, La Documenta, Sao Paulo, Sydney, etc.
She's
talking about the internationalization of the art market, but it is the sort of thing that is, as an introduction, is just so, yes.
Vast.
No, it's just so, like, there is so much more, and by just trying to say that within this one paragraph, there is, that's it, that's all she wrote, and to me, that is not the case at all, and from then, that led me to then question a whole whack of other stuff, but enough about that, because then she does get into the heart of the matter, which is where she is, because after all, she is an art historian, and so she starts off with, describing three political art things. That's a state of emergency, which she did in 2006, if I remember correctly, and we just had the 11th one here in 2009, so she was dealing with the 8th one. Then up in Quebec City, there was this thing called Folie Couture, Manifestation pour le droit du bonheur, which sounded like it was something tons and tons of fun that we all missed out on, but it was up in Quebec City, so we couldn't do it. And then Dvorah Newmark's Entre Nous. There, it's the sort of thing where I was sort of struck because there are, like, yeah, her descriptions and analysis of them are quite nice. However, they're very, very few pictures. And it's the sort of thing where it's just a lot of, again, rhetoric and sort of description and describing and sort of explaining what happened and so on. And then, yes, we get back to some bad stuff where it's then, I got to start talking really quick now. It is the sort of thing where then she spoke to 10 artists, and this is the other thing that I was sort of wondering about, is how she chose her artists, because there are a vast number of political artists here in Quebec, and she chose, I should have wrote down the notes, but she missed on Woman with Kitchen Appliances, Dominique Bland, Nadja Meyer, Peter Gibson, and a whole whack others, and so, but there, yes, the meat of her book is talking with these interviews with the artists that she chose, such as BGL, such as Dvorah Newmark. I should have written that down. Sorry about that, folks. If you want,
that's
I can.
That's okay. But you could always mention the book again. Yeah. Just to.
But it is the sort of thing where, in her interviews, it's the way that she structured it. Is sort of she asked everybody 5 questions and then had a discussion with them, obviously. But then she groups it in the way that there are 5. The questions are separate, and then she goes through everybody's answers, which means that that's the other quote that I wanted. What page?
This is fun, actually. This is your first book review, and I have to say, it's
interesting.
It's picking up my brain right now because I'm curious.
I got it. Yes, there
to read it now.
It's a different double folded page.
Well,
where did the double folded page go?
It's right there.
Oh. I find that pretty intriguing that you can have a series of interviews as well within a book that you've published when it comes to art and politics. I think that's something that's pretty
intriguing. No, but that's her whole idea with these interviews is to try and get at the meat of the matter of what is political art, how are these people doing it.
And it's beyond just her opinion and her commentary. Mm-hmm.
But it is the sort of thing where, my whole point on this is because I would have preferred to see each individual interview with, or each artist's interview separate. because it's when she gets to things like that is, yeah. Yeah, just a certain cible le manque d'espace pour l'art dans la société, Dorian Demers, et l'habitus culturel variable de la population, Alain Jolicoeur et de Groot, des autres comme Alain et Cotton. And she goes on like this, saying that each individual point and certain ones sort of came up with stuff, and it's like a report that you do for some sort of marketing survey. In terms of the responses, 68% said that they were strongly opposed, 32% said they were favorably opposed, and so on and so forth.
It became kind of statistical.
And yeah, and then it's the sort of thing where, like, the Zagat surveys for restaurants, where it's then they pull out certain specific quotes for people just to say, ooh, we're in the... And it just makes it, to me, extremely difficult to follow the line of what artist thinks and believes what stuff, especially given that there is not terribly much discussion of or showing of the art and stuff like that, trying to follow who's doing what, when, where, and how, and so on and so forth. So yes, it is the sort of thing where I think it probably would look, it looks good on the shelf, because it is the sort of thing where you put it up on the shelf and you say, oh, he must be serious if he's reading Art et Politique by Yves Lamoureux. And it is the sort of thing, because it's a French book, normally everybody turns their head so that the right side of their head is resting on their shoulder when they read the books on my bookcase. But when they come to this one, they have to, I don't know, get whiplash or something and turn their head the other way. It's one of the things I never understood about the Francophonie, is why their books go differently on the bookcases.
Well, on that.
Art et Politique, Nouvelle Forme d'Engagement Artistique au Québec by Yves Lamoureux. It's from Eco Society and probably available in fine bookstores everywhere.
Thank you very much, Zeke.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I look forward to the other book review that you have.
Yes. Which one? There's the Crazy Life of La Jute by Ria Pell. There's Thing on Goalie Masks. And then I have another one about interior design and sort of like looking in fancy rich people's houses.
Well, stay tuned for that. We're going to listen now to Democracy Now! Headlines. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKT 90.3 FM.